This is St. Louis Public Radio. Emergency room doctors in St. Louis are reporting dozens of electric scooter injuries, including broken bones and serious head trauma. Right now, St. Louis is just one of many U.S. cities trying to incorporate this new form of transportation safely. St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon explains.
You've probably seen them around town. Sleek, green and black electric rental scooters. Riders have two options, Lime or Bird, both California-based companies. Users pay a dollar to unlock the scooters with an app on their phones, and then ride for as little as 5 cents a mile. For many riders, the scooters are a convenient way to travel short distances. Samadhi Niamchai, a social worker at Washington University's School of Medicine, used Lime scooters several dozen times last fall. He was just pulling up in front of the gym last November when he had an accident.
And suddenly the base of the scooter just snapped in half, and I fell. I had a skinned knee and I was a little shaken. Thankfully, I wasn't seriously injured, but the fact that I could have been was very concerning, so I haven't ridden one since.
Not long after Lime and Bird scooters landed in St. Louis last August, ER doctors began seeing injuries. Larry Lewis is a professor of emergency medicine at Washington University. He says the Barnes Jewish Hospital ER saw at least 68 patients with electric scooter injuries between August and October last year. Three people had brain hemorrhages, and 17 broke bones in their arms or legs.
We were seeing as many as 11 injuries in a week, and that caught our attention.
Lewis and three other Washington University doctors sent Mayor Lyda Crewson a letter in November expressing their concerns over scooter safety. Even though the number of people severely injured on scooters is relatively small, Lewis says we should be looking for ways to keep it as low as possible.
You know, once they come here with an injury, we can try to fix the injury, and frequently we're able to repair it. But it would have been better not to have had it in the first place.
Of course, in urban areas, there are health benefits to having scooters on the roads, including less air pollution. The big question for many cities is how to safely incorporate this new form of transportation.
I think right now, our cities don't know how to handle this. They're all sort of wrestling with it, the same way we are.
The city responded to the doctor's letter by creating a safety task force, which will meet for the first time tomorrow. Deanna Venker is the commissioner of traffic for the city of St. Louis.
We are aware that they have some concerns, and we are going to facilitate a meeting to see what and if there is a problem.
According to a public records request, the city had zero reported accidents for electric scooters in 2018. This is likely because companies aren't required to collect accident reports. And right now, some first responders, like the fire department, don't even have a way to record scooter accidents. But ultimately, Venker says safety is the responsibility of the rider. In St. Louis, electric scooter riders are required by law to wear helmets, and they're not allowed to ride on sidewalks.
It's kind of like in your vehicle that we put up the sign that says you don't go over 35 miles an hour. It's up to the user not to step on the gas and go over 35.
But even if riders are following the rules, wearing a helmet and staying on the roads, they can still have serious accidents. Stephen Lorber is an emergency room doctor at St. Louis University Hospital.
A lot of times patients will hit a pothole and they'll go over the handlebars, and so they oftentimes make contact with the ground with their teeth and face first, so they'll come in with pretty severe dental injuries.
SLU Hospital saw about 40 electric scooter injuries last year, including head injuries and broken bones. For his part, Lorber says riders need to take these scooters a little more seriously.
It looks very much like a toy scooter, but these aren't. These are much larger, they're much more powerful, they're much faster.
Despite the injuries he's seen, Lorber doesn't dislike scooters. He sees them as the future of urban transportation. He says cities just need to figure out how to keep riders safe. I'm Shayla Farzon, St. Louis Public Radio.